This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In 1620, a ship known as the Mayflower landed on American soil, well north of its intended target of Virginia, but nevertheless a safer place to practice Christianity. Before exiting for land, though, the pilgrims decided to ease the tensions amongst them. They wanted to rededicate themselves to their journey and to the God that made that journey possible. They wrote this to be memorialized for a long time to come. In the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, Defender of the Faith, etc., having undertaken, for the glory of God, an advancement of the Christian faith, an honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God, and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic, for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices, from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. Rededicating ourselves to the Lord is an essential part of the Christian faith. Over and over again we must remind ourselves why we are here, and who made this journey possible. Another essential part of the Christian faith is telling our children about why we are here, and who made this journey possible. In fact, we must always be reminding our children of this when we walk along the road, when we rise, when we eat, when we lie down. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.